Hey, I'm Chris.
What's up? I'm Mars.
And you're listening to Surgery Shelf Prep. Welcome back, team. In part one, we nailed cardiac risk and optimization. Now it's time to dive into pulmonary, hematology, and endocrine considerations. Mars, let's start with the lungs. What's the most common pulmonary complication post-op?
That would be atelectasis, typically on post-op day 1 to 2. The best prevention strategies, incentives, spirometry, and early ambulation. And here's the kicker. While atelectasis is often blamed for early post-op fever, recent studies suggest cytokine release from tissue damage might be the bigger culprit.
Shelf pearl there. Now, what increases the risk of pneumonia post-op, and how do we prevent it?
Smokers and elderly patients are at increased risk. Prevention involves pulmonary hygiene and aspiration precautions. Don't forget, pneumonia is the most common cause of nosocomial mortality, and ventilator-associated pneumonia, or VAP, is the leading infectious killer in surgical patients. Keep ventilator days to a minimum, elevate the head of the bed over 30 degrees, and stay strict with hand washing and oral hygiene.
Do all patients need a pre-op chest X-ray?
Nah, keep it targeted. Only get it if the patient has active pulmonary symptoms or is over 50 years old with planned major surgery.
What about smoking cessation? Is there a magic number for stopping before surgery?
Stopping 8 weeks or more pre-op significantly reduces pulmonary complications. But heads up, stopping less than 4 weeks pre-op may temporarily increase bronchial secretions.
How do we optimize asthma patients for surgery?
Make sure there's no active wheezing pre-op. Use bronchodilators and maybe steroids as needed. If bronchospasm is present, postpone elective surgery.
And for COPD patients?
Optimize them with bronchodilators. Consider periop steroids if they've had a recent exacerbation. Also remember, in COPD, the FEV1-FVC ratio is less than 0.8, and FEV1 is key for predicting post-op pulmonary reserve.
All right, let's switch gears to obstructive sleep apnea. What's the concern there?
OSA patients are at high risk of post-op hypoxia and opioid sensitivity. They should continue CPAP therapy if they use it at home. For pain management, minimize opioids and consider regional anesthesia when possible.
On to hematology and anticoagulation. Warfarin, when do we stop it?
Stop 5 days pre-op. Bridge with LMWH only for high thrombotic risk patients like those with mechanical heart valves or recent VTE.
What about DOACs, like apixaban and rivaroxaban?
Stop them 2 to 3 days before surgery. Extend that window if there's renal dysfunction. No bridging is needed.
And aspirin? Do we hold it?
Usually continue it for most surgeries, except for high bleeding risk procedures like neurosurgery. Sudden cessation can cause rebound hypercoagulability.
All right, let's hit endocrine and metabolic considerations. How do we manage diabetes?
Hold oral hypoglycemics on the morning of surgery. For insulin, give 50% of the usual long-acting dose. Short-acting insulin is held. Target glucose periop, 140 to 180 mg per dL.
What about stress-dose steroids?
If a patient's been on chronic steroids, give hydrocortisone 50 to 100 milligrams IV every 8 hours perioperatively and taper post-op.
Quick pearl, hypothyroidism and hyperthyroidism, when do we delay surgery?
Severe hypothyroidism, myxedema, delay. Mild or moderate, usually okay. Untreated hyperthyroidism, postponed due to the risk of thyroid storm.
And last but not least, malignant hyperthermia, what's the trigger?
Succinyl choline and volatile anesthetics. It's autosomal dominant. Early signs, abrupt CO2 rise, rigidity, and hyperkalemia. Treat with dantrolene, cooling, and supportive care.
All right, team, let's bring it home with some high-yield facts. Mars, hit us.
You got it. Atelectasis is the most common post-op pulmonary complication. Stop warfarin 5 days pre-op and bridge only if high thrombotic risk. Continue aspirin for most surgeries. Periop glucose target is 140 to 180 mg per dL. Malignant hyperthermia, treat with dantrolene.
Solid. My turn. 6. Stopping smoking 8 weeks pre-op reduces pulmonary risks. 7. Continue beta blockers if the patient is already on them. 8. clippers, not razors, for hair removal. 9, cefazolin is the first-line antibiotic for clean surgeries. 10, LMWH and CCDs for VTE prophylaxis post-op. That's a wrap, team. You crushed preoperative care parts 1 and 2.
Keep studying, future surgeons. We'll see you next time on Surgery Shelf Prep.